when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Which one does Bill want to marry? Margot today? Margot on stage? Or that one? 19-year-old Margot Channing on the Late Late Show. Who's that girl with a permanent wave and the dress below her knees? Who's that doll with the open-toed pumps? Would you kindly tell me, please? Look at her, Miss 1946. Teenage Margot, queen of the 40s flicks. Mellorooney, who's that girl with the Maybelline eyes, acting like she knew the score? Ixnay, daddy-o, I never saw that girl before. Who's that girl with the permanent grin and the stockings with the seams? Did that kid with the caps on her teeth launch a million GI's dreams? Where is she, that girl of yesterday? With her falsies leading Lou Ayres astray. Boogie woogie baby, who's that girl with the chic shoulder pads? Could it be that long ago? No siree, buffoo, riaki saki, she isn't anyone I know. Watch her dance, you can tell that she's hep, 'cause she digs that jump and jive. Wind her up and she really can't act. You would swear that she's alive. How she smokes those brand new filter tips. Watch her pucker those red hot tangy lips. Hey, bobbery-bop, who's that girl in the platform heels? Who could that tomato be? That snazzy chick, fly die, fly die, trucking on down Tuxedo Junction
in the pinstripe suit
and the upswept hair. Boogie woogie bugle boy from Company B. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Me. Hubba hubba.
And that was Lauren Bacall, a major movie star of the 1940s, watching herself on stage as a major movie star of the 1940s. What a meta moment in the American musical theater. And as I often say, I never met a moment I didn't like. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, individual NPR station emanating all the way up 495 into Western Suffolk County. Well, that was a moment from Applause in which Lauren Bacall took Broadway by storm because she had movie star mojo. Playing the lead in that, playing a part originated by Betty Davis. And over the years, there have been many movie stars who have decided for whatever reason, sometimes artistic, sometimes to ramp up their career a notch to make an appearance on Broadway. So today's show is called, Oh, to Be a Movie Star, a beautiful, glamorous, radiant, ravishing movie star, in the words of Sheldon Harnick. Well, it's an interesting question. Who was the first movie star to front a Broadway musical? And I think the answer has to be Rosalind Russell in Wonderful Town in the 1953-54 season. And she was huge. I mean, she'd been nominated for several Academy Awards, big star in Hollywood in the 30s and 40s. And it was time to do something else with her career. And she came back to Broadway and won a Tony. For playing Ruth in Wonderful Town. And here is the kind of number they built around her. Comden and Green and Lenny Bernstein built around her. Conga with Rosalind Russell.
You show conga.
Then will you give me my interview?
See.
Oh, well, it's easy. All you got to do is this, see? One, two, three, ha! One, two, three, ha! Like that, see?
Conga!
Three, ha! That's it. You got it. Okay, fellas, that's enough. What do you think of the USA, NRA, TVA? What do you think of our Mother's Day? What do you think of our...
Conga!
Yeah, that's it. That's the conga, all right. Okay, fellas, settle down. What do you think of our native squaws? Charles D. Dawes, Warden Laws. What's your opinion of Santa Claus? What do you think of our...
Conga!
Boy, here, now. Wait a second, I want to talk. Come here, fellas. Remember our policy. Good neighbors, I'll help you if you'll just help
me. Conga!
Now, boys, wait around. Now. Okay, one second. What's your opinion of Harold Dean, Mitzi Green, Dizzy Dean? Who do you love on the silver screen? What do you think of our...
Conga!
Of our rhythm bands, monkey glands, hot dog stands. What do you think of Stokowski's hands? What do you think of our
conga?
Good neighbors, good neighbors, remember our policy. Good neighbors, I'll help you if you'll just help
me. Conga!
Right there. Stay there. What's your opinion of women's clothes? Major Bose, Steinbeck's Bros. How do you feel about Broadway Rose? What do you think of our...
Conga!
Oh, no. Settle down. What do you think of our rocks and rills? Mother Sills, seasick pills. How do you think about Helen Wills? What do you think of our...
Conga!
Policy. Good neighbors, I'll help you if you'll just help me. What do you think of our double malts, family vaults, Epsom salts? How would you guys like to learn to waltz? Now you just want to...
Well, we're looking at movie stars on Broadway, and why shouldn't we? We have Hugh Jackman and Daniel Craig coming around the corner. The first movie star to have a hit song, I think, from Broadway would have been Don Ameche. Don Ameche, who had been a big star in the 40s and a number of musicals like Alexander Ragtime's Band. Is that right? And, of course, Alexander Graham Bell, who invented the telephone. This is a Cole Porter song called All of You. It is from the musical Silk Stocking. So we'll hear a little of Hildegard Neff and we'll segue into movie star Don Ameche.
When the electromagnetic of the he-male meets the electromagnetic of the female, if right away she should say, this is the male, it's a chemical reaction, that's all. And though your fascist may answer with hisses, the same applies when you're misters and misses. A diddle diddle with middle class kisses, it's a chemical reaction, that's all. Say in love with you I fall, and in love with me you also fall. Though the uninstructed faction calls it mutual attraction. It's a chemical reaction, that's all. As in the case of invertebrates, Cambrian. As in the case of fishes, Devonian. As in the case of amphibians, Permian. As in the case of reptiles, Triassic or Jurassic. Merely read in the book by Kamichev, which has now become a classic. When the electromagnetic of the he-male meets the electromagnetic of the female, if right away she should say, come and be male, it's a chemical reaction, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
You do not believe Kamichev?
No, ma'am.
Then what is your theory?
My theory is that there is no theory.
You are attracted to me.
That's right.
There obviously must be scientific reasons.
There are reasons, but they have nothing to do with Consolidated Edison. I love the looks of you, the lure of you. I'd love to make a tour of you. The eyes, the arms, the mouth of you. The east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me, do. For I love all of you.
Kamichev once observed the behavior of 40 turtles over a period of 3 months, and Kamichev has proven his theory.
After watching your appeal from every angle, there's a big romantic deal I've got to angle. For I've fallen for a certain luscious lass, and it's not a passing fancy or a fancy pass. I love the looks of you, the lure of you. I'd love to make quite sure of you. The eyes, the arms, the mouth of you. The east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me, do. For I love all of you.
A pool table, don't you understand? Friend, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help you cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to find an ironclad lead for yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? But just as I say, it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a balk line game. I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that swath the first big step on the road to the depths of degrade. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit. And listening to some big out-of-town Jasper, hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they set down right on a horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy setting on Dan Patch, make your blood boil, well, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in a table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum, with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say your young men will be frittering. Frittering away there, noontime, suppertime, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions pulled or the screen door patched or the beach tape pounded. Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with the cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker, shirt-tail young ones, peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble. Folks right here in River City. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now, I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm going to be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They'll be trying out Bevo, trying out Cubebs, trying out tailor-mades like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with Sen-Sen. One fine night, they leave the pool hall, heading for the dance of the armory, libertine men and scarlet women, and ragtime, shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of a jungle, animal instinct, masteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble.
Oh, they got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school.
Our children, children gonna have trouble.
Mothers of River City, heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz-bang? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell. And so's your old man. Well, if so, my friends, you got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for fool.
That stands for fool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule.
Our children, children gonna have trouble.
Oh, we got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15-numbered balls is a devil's tool.
Devil's tool.
Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble. Here we got big, big trouble.
With a T.
With a capital T.
Gotta rhyme it with P. And it stands for pool.
Well, that, of course, is Bob Preston as Harold Hill in The Music Man. We have another movie star, Hugh Jackman, playing that role now. And Bob Preston had been in a lot of sort of cowboy movies. He said he was always, either he was the star in a B picture or the villain in an A picture. And he said they auditioned every single musical theater person in America before they settled on this washed up movie star to play Harold Hill. And it made him a star again. That happens when you come to Broadway. Walter Pidgeon is not somebody we think of as being particularly magnetic. He always seemed to be the more sensible guy, like in Mrs. Miniver, the husband, not the love interest, but he starred in Take Me Along alongside Jackie Gleason, who was a TV star. But Pidgeon had a long movie history, and he sings the song Staying Young rather beautifully from the Bob Merrill score to Take Me Along.
The moon has a few new wrinkles. It shines a bit more silver now than gold. I'm staying young, I'm staying young. But everything around me's growing old. The house has the creaks and trembles. And winter leaves her shivering from cold. I'm staying young, I'm staying young. It's wonderful the way I hold my own. When everything surrounding me has grown. My wife, she's getting old. I watch her when she walks and I feel a little ache. It really is amazing all the changes time can make. She asks me every day, is my hair getting gray? And I look, but just a bit beyond. And I say, not gray, dear, it's blonde. I seek not for praise, but I have some days when I look so young and sporty. I get looks from girls, from sweet things and curls, some of them as young as 40. When I meet some friend or neighbor, I say it out of common decency. I always say, "Why, you ain't changed a day." And then I have to laugh if they agree. 'Cause everybody else is growing old like me.
Well, as the 50s went into the 60s, more movie stars thought of Broadway as a home for them, a lot of them women. In particular, here is Vivien Leigh, two-time Oscar winner, as Scarlett O'Hara and Blanche DuBois, of course, in the musical Tovarish, not an interesting musical in particular, but she's always interesting, and here she sings The Only One.
Mikhail, he is mad, ridiculous, hopeless. I adore him. He's the only one who can make me laugh, and the only one who makes me cry. But to sum him up in a paragraph simply can't be done. I wouldn't try. I only know how sweet it is to wake up in his arms. So I'll hold him close and I'll care for him. When he wants me there, I'll be there for him. For in this lonely world, there's only one of him.
That's what they say, easy. Anyone can whistle any old day, easy. It's all so simple. Relax, let go. I can slay a dragon any old week, easy. What's hard is simple, what's natural comes hard. Maybe you could show me how to let go. Lower my guard, learn to be free. Maybe if you whistle, whistle for me. Whistle any old day, easy. It's all so simple. Relax, let go, let fly. So someone tell me why can't I can dance a tango. I can read Greek easy. I can slay a dragon any old week easy. What's hard is simple. What's natural comes hard. Maybe you could show me how to let go, lower my guard.
That was Lee Remick from Stephen Sondheim's Anyone Can Whistle. Lee Remick was quite the leading lady by the early 1960s when she did Anyone Can Whistle. She had been in Days of Wine and Roses and Anatomy of a Murder, so it was quite a coup to get her on Broadway, and she had top billing over Angela Lansbury, another film star who made her Broadway musical debut in Anyone Can Whistle. As the 60s went on, you had a lot of mature actresses, including Lauren Bacall and Katharine Hepburn in Coco, which I won't play for you. I'll spare you. But this is Shelley Winters playing Minnie Marks, the mother of the Marx Brothers, in Minnie's Boys. And I gather she wasn't too much fun to work with, but I think she's certainly fun in this song from that show, surrounded by a bevy of her four growing boys, the Marx Brothers.
What kind of sons have I raised? I'll tell you how important I think this opportunity is for you boys. I'll cut off my beautiful hair and I'll sell it for a wig.
Mama, that is a wig.
All right. You want to go back to New York and be bums? Go back and be bums. You want to stay and be stars? Stay and be stars. Only I want to make one thing absolutely clear. You don't have to do it for me. Don't do it for me. After all, who am I to run your life? You don't have to do it for me. Feel perfectly free. God forbid I should try to run your life. So do what you wanna do. Look, am I stopping you? You don't owe me. Go and show me. Good luck, and there's the door. Don't have to do it for me. If you wanna quit and go back, I'll help you to pack. I'm not saying a word. It's up to you. There's nobody making you stay. I've said all I'll say. Go and run with the herd. Say boo. If you want to putter around in the gutter, well, there's the gutter. Go and putter. All right, so pull the chain. Four sons go down the drain. Who listens anymore? Why should you do it for me? I work and I slave.
That's right, that's right.
So my sons can disgrace me.
Great.
And you all have to face me. Don't mourn my life,
my wasted life.
I'll be happier dead.
Then you'll be sorry.
Schmendrix, you don't have to do it for me. Don't do it for me. Why should you make me proud? No reason. reason why I'm not like some others you see. A Simon Legree, but a mother's allowed at least to try. So go throw your life away. It's not for me to say. Poor house, more house, look at your house. Four boys who could be stars. Drive fancy motor cars. Eat where the help is nice. Not have to ask a price. Life could be paradise. Your dreams come true. So please, for my sake, do it for you. Your mother proud.
Take a little one step, two step, three step.
Come a little closer, please.
Hold me tight and give a little squeeze. Take a little one step, two step, three step. Then a little dip like this. Here's a step you can't afford to miss.
And then you glide and you slide, keeping close to my side. Oh boy, let's go, boy.
That music's tickling every toe, boy.
Take a little kick, a wide and free step. Then a little one step, two step, three step.
Every little step means I love you.
That was one of the more successful Broadway renaissances for a Hollywood actress. That was Ruby Keeler in No, No, Nanette, which took the town by storm in the early 1970s. It's the first time I think she'd been back on Broadway since, golly, the late 1920s. And everybody loved her in that show. And nostalgia became the name of the game. And the other nostalgic show in that season was Follies by Stephen Sondheim. And here Alexis Smith, been a big movie star. She was in, oh golly, Night and Day, opposite Cary Grant, and a number of pictures in the 40s and 50s, appearing in a musical comedy, a musical theater piece, won the Tony. Here she is from Follies.
How could I leave you? How could I go it alone? Could I wave the years away with a quick goodbye? How do you wipe tears away when your eyes are dry? Sweetheart, lover, could I recover? Give up the joys I have known? Not to fetch your pills again every day at 5. Not to give those dinners for 10 elderly men from the UN. How could I survive? Could I leave you and your shelves of the world's best books and the evenings of martyred looks, cryptic sighs, sullen glares from those injured eyes? Leave the quips with a sting, jokes with a sneer, passionless lovemaking once a year. Leave the lies ill-concealed and the wounds never healed and the game's not worth winning. And wait, I'm just beginning. What, leave you, how could I leave you? What would I do on my own? Putting thoughts of you aside in the south of France. Would I think of suicide? Darling, shall we dance?
Could I live through the pain on a terrace in Spain? Would it pass? It would pass. Could I bury my rage with a boy half your age in the grass? Bet your ass. But I've done that already. Or didn't you know, love? Tell me, how could I leave when I left long ago? Love, could I leave you? No, the point is, could you leave me? Well, I guess you could leave me the house, leave me the flat, leave me the Brocks and Chagalls and all that. You could leave me the stocks for sentiment's sake, and 90% of the money you make, and the rugs and the cooks. Darling, you keep the drugs. Angel, you keep the books. Honey, I'll take the grand. Sugar, you keep the spinet and all of our friends. And just wait a goddamn minute. What, leave you? Leave you? How could I leave you? Sweetheart, I have to confess. Could I leave you? Yes. Will I leave you? Will I leave you?
This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today's show is called, Oh, to Be a Movie Star. Movie stars who ramped up their careers by appearing over the marquee in a Broadway musical, whether they were suited to or not. I would put Robert Shaw in Gantry in that column, or Anthony Quinn in Zorba in that column. But the one person who, for whom the Broadway stage was tailor-made, was Madeline Kahn, who'd become a big movie star in the Mel Brooks movies and Paper Moon, garnering several Academy Award nominations. Here she is as the elegant, effervescent Lily Garland in On the 20th Century.
When would I be free? March, September, June, November, 1933, 1934, 1935, 1936. Never, 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 that is the word I use, never. That is the word I choose. Tell him you really tried. Tell him that really I'd rather die. Never, never is much too quick. Never, he makes me much too sick. Let him save his own hateful hide. Let him know he's so hateful. I'd rather die. Never, I hear that his failure has been fantastic.
Come back to him, he might do something drastic. Lily, he hasn't a conflict on which tomorrow.
Lovely.
We're taking dinner away tomorrow.
Never, that is the word I seek. Never, that is the word I seek. Never. Tell him you heard it here. Tell him you heard it. Tell him, if he comes through that door, I will trample him through the floor. Tell him I'll strangle him. Tell him I'll mangle him. Tell him. Go back with him. Here's my reply. Let me see.
kiss before?
Well, I've had my face licked by my dog a few times.
Oh, come on, Fred. It's easy.
What do you do with the noses?
One on each side.
You go to the right or we'll crash.
Closer, Fred.
What do you do with your teeth?
Your lips cover your teeth.
The lips cover the teeth? Isn't nature wonderful?
Don't talk anymore, Fred. We're gonna kiss now. Well, that's it. We kissed. Did you like it?
Like it? I'm getting rid of my dog.
Pardon me, miss, but I've never done this with a real live girl. Straight off the farm with an actual arm full of real live girl. Pardon me if your affectionate squeeze fogs up my glasses and buckles my knees. I'm simply drowned in the sight and the sound and the scent and the feel of a real life girl.
Okay, Yanks, let's go. We're shipping out.
Oh, gosh. I guess this is it. Mrs. Poitrine.
Mrs. Poitrine. From now on, I'm Belle Poitrine.
Let's go, Poitrine.
They're calling you, Belle.
No, they're calling you, Fred.
Oh, I guess it must be something about the war or something. I don't know. Well, goodbye, Val. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Fred.
Well, funny girls like Madeline Kahn and funny boys like Martin Short found a happy home on Broadway using their movie star cachet to play leading roles. One of the most electric, certainly in terms of publicity, was when Antonio Banderas came to Broadway in a musical, no less, taking over for Raul Julia's earlier role as Guido Contini in Nine, maybe not the greatest singer in the world, but certainly a sexy leading man to lead that particular show. So here he is.
I would like to be here. I would like to be there. I would like to be everywhere at once. I know that's a contradiction in terms, and it's a problem, especially when my body's clearing 40 as my mind is nearing 10. I can hardly stay up, and I can't get to sleep, and I don't want to wake tomorrow morning at the bottom of some heap. But why take it so seriously? After all, there is nothing at stake here, only me. I want to be young, and I want to be old. I would like to be wise before my time and yet be foolish and brash and bold. I would like the universe to get down on its knees and say, Guido, whatever you please is okay, even if it's impossible, we'll arrange it. That's all that I want. I am lusting for more. Should I settle for less? I ask you, what's a good thing for if not for taking it to excess? One limitation I dearly regret. There is only one of me I've ever met. I would like to have
travel along with myself. I would even like to be able to sing a duet with myself. I would like to be here, sing along with myself in a song, to be there, walking down a lane now. Everywhere, 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 that's a contradiction in terms. I like to be here, with a counter here, melody in the ear. Top of the morning to you, widow, 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 widow. Me, 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 I want to be Proust of the Marquis de Sade. I would like to be Christ, Muhammad, Buddha, but no, I have to believe in God, and you know I mean it with all of my heart. He's the end, if something important doesn't start. I want to be young, but I have to be old. What I want is a tale of sound and fury that some idiot went untold. I would like the universe to get down on his knees and say, Guido, whatever you please, it's okay, even if it's ridiculous, we'll arrange it. So arrange it. That's all that I want.
A woman who arranges things for the pleasure and the profit it derives. I have always been a woman who arranges things like furniture, daffodils, and lives. When a man with a timid tongue meets a girl with a diffident air, why should the tortured creatures beat around the bush when heaven knows Mother Nature always needs a little push? So I put my hand in here, and I put my hand in there. And a girl over 6'3" loves a man who comes up to her ear. My mind, surely it's obvious she'll never be seduced till some kind soul condescends to give her beau a little boost. I put my hand in there. I put my hand in here. I have always been a woman who arranges things. It's my duty to assist the Lord above. I have always been a woman who arranges things like luncheon parties, poker games, and love. My aplomb at cosmetic art turned a frump to a trump lady fair. She had a countenance a little bit like Scrooge, but oh, today you would swear the Lord himself applied the rouge. When I put my hand in here,
Well, Bette Midler was, of course, a major star in recordings, a major pop singer in the 70s, but she also became a huge movie star. So why shouldn't she come back to Broadway? She had been in, I think she was a replacement in Fiddler on the Roof, but she headlined Hello, Dolly! A couple seasons back and won the Tony, took the town by storm. Well, Hugh Jackman is a fellow who keeps coming back to Broadway. He's got theater in his blood ever since he did Oklahoma and the West End. And this is slightly earlier than The Music Man. We don't have that recording yet. But here he is as Peter Allen from The Boy from Oz, reminding us that when it comes to beautiful, glamorous, radiant, ravishing movie stars on Broadway, everything old is indeed new again. So this is Larry Maslon for Broadway to Main Street, and I hope you enjoyed our show. Take it away, Mr. Jackman.
When trumpets were mellow and every gal only had one fellow, remember when, 'cause everything old is new again. Dancing at your Long Island jazz age parties, way to bring us some more Bacardis. We'll order now what they ordered then, 'cause everything old is new again. Get out your white suit, your tap shoes and tails. Let's go backward when forward fails. And movie stars that you thought were long dead, now are framed beside your bed. Oh, don't throw your past away. You might need it some rainy day. Dreams can come true again when everything old is new again. Get out your white suit, your tap shoes and tails. Let's go backward when forward fails. But leave bread and gobble along and be a movie star of your own. Don't throw your past away. You might need a summer rainy day. Dreams can come true again when everything old is new again.
More? You want more? Hit it.
Get out your white suit and your tap shoes and tails. Let's go backward when forward fails. But leave Greta Garbo alone and be a movie star on your own.
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.